Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday evening, everybody. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit Radio Show. I am your host, Jess Steinman, and I'm thrilled to have you with me this Sunday evening. We will speak with our guests in just a minute, but before we do, I'd just like to let you all know about some upcoming events that I have this week. There are many of them, actually, and I invite you to join me at one or all of them. This coming Wednesday at the Heart to Heart Healing Connection, we have our monthly community night of healing. Now, some of you who have been listening to the show for a while may have heard me speak about this. What this is, we open up our doors once a month to the community at large. Our office is located in Agawam, Massachusetts, and for just the cost of a free will donation, we invite you to come in and experience 20 minutes of Reiki, 20 minutes of integrated energy therapy, or 20 minutes on the amethyst biomat. And no one is turned away because of their inability to donate. We just like to give our time and give you a chance to come and relax and just spend some time healing, because it is really all about healing. And so I invite you to come join us for that. You do need to call to sign up because there are limited spaces available. It runs from 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. And if you'd like more information, you can just visit my website, which is www.intouchwithspirit.com. Just go to the calendar page and all the information will be right there with some links to help you find even more information. Also, there is an event next Saturday, which our guest will be talking about, but I will just start by mentioning it is the Psychic Fair at the Purple Rose, and I will be offering 20-minute readings, and I am excited to meet with many of you and just offer a short sample of what I do in my office. They will be combination tarot, angel card, and psychic mediumship readings. And then the next day, next Sunday, September 13th, the Heart-to-Heart Healing Connection and In Touch with Spirit are going to be coming together with Team Wiggins Warriors and doing a fundraiser for the Rays of Hope, which is a local charity that supports breast cancer research, that helps women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer to get the information that they need and to help support them and their families through that time. And for just $20, you can get energy work, a reading, there's a chance to enter a raffle. There are all sorts of wonderful things, and that's going to be happening from 12 to 5 p.m. Again, there's information on my website, so I invite you to check that out. It's www.intouchwithspirit.com. And also, for those of you who may be wondering what is coming up and planning ahead, next week, my guest will be Catherine Samuelson. You may have remembered her from my previous show. She is a life coach and an intuitive reader, and she also specializes in automatic writing. So that will be the next time on my show on September 20th. But for this week, I am very pleased and very excited to introduce my guest. Her name is Laura Rose, and she has been an attorney for 16 years and is the owner of the Purple Rose Healing Center in Terrifield, Connecticut. Laura is an intuitive, an empath, card reader, a medium, and a Reiki master. She offers readings and healing sessions as she taps into the energy and the messages from spirit guides, angels, ascended masters, departed loved ones, nature spirits, and animal helpers, and all of those in light and love. So, Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so exciting to be on your show, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to have you on. So I would love for you to please tell us how you got into this work. I know that you were an attorney, and how did you come from being an attorney to becoming all these wonderful things that you are?
Well, I think that I was these things all along, but somehow, between my childhood, living my life, and some other factors, I suppressed some of my gifts. And once I became an attorney and started to do that work, I eventually became a prosecutor, which was what I thought was my ultimate career goal. And I was working in our state's capital here in Hartford doing prosecution work. And I started to get really strong intuitive messages for the first time in a very long time. I know that I had strong intuition when I was a child, but it resurfaced when I was a prosecutor to let me know it was time to leave. I got a very strong message from my mom on the other side and from my angels that if I didn't choose to leave on my own, Spirit would kind of kick me out.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be as smooth as if I chose to go on my own. They were sharing with me that I would, plus between the negativity of what I was doing and my sensitive energetic constitution, it was only a matter of time before illness set in, Spirit was warning me. And so I took their advice. I hadn't listened to Spirit that way in ever, but for some reason I just knew it was the truth and I knew I had to do it. And so I spent time in meditation for the first time since I was a kid, and they guided me. My mom came in quite a bit during that time period and guided me into opening the Purple Rose. That was almost 8 years ago now. December will be my 8-year anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
so it was quite a journey. It was a little bit scary to go such, you know, cold turkey into something brand new. And my mother, when she was alive, had a New Age store herself for a little while called the Golden Hawk. It was in Plainville. And, of course, I didn't pay much attention because I was on my attorney path. But she guided me from the other side to open a metaphysical store. She told me clearly that I was supposed to carry on what she could not do or finish. So that's how it all came about, just absolute spiritual faith and guidance, and quite a lot of fear early on, I have to admit.
Oh, yes, I understand that entirely.
Every now and then it resurfaced, but I'm much better connected these days, so it doesn't last long.
Yes. You know, I think that humanness does come up in all of us, that fear, but we move forward and move through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also know that you have studied with some pretty amazing teachers, James von Prague, Doreen Virtue, and Ted Andrews. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like?
Well, you know, owning the Purple Rose itself was such a blessing because I got to study with not only those well-known people, but also all of the local facilitators, because I would welcome in different facilitators from our area and nearby to come in and teach all the different things from angels to runes to tarot. And so I got to learn along the way. And every time we had a class at the Purple Rose, I was, of course, there. And then I had the opportunity to sit in workshop with Ted Andrews here in Farmington, Connecticut. He talked about fairies, and I had a chance to learn about the angels from Doreen Virtue. And then I did a more intensive training with James von Prague. It was two long separate weekends up at Omega studying mediumship with James von Prague. So I've had wonderful teachers, both well-known and not so well-known, that just really helped to bring these gifts back to the surface. They were just a little bit dormant, and they had to be reawakened. And kind of remembering how to use them safely and effectively as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I know now that you teach as well, in addition to offering readings, I know that you teach a lot of the different modalities that you use.
Yes, I think that is really part of what I was supposed to do all along, is I was so blessed to be able to learn from wonderful teachers, and now I hope that I can present that to people who are drawn to come to me. And I really feel like it's about reawakening people to the gifts. It's not me teaching them the gifts. They already have them. It's just, again, me hopefully resonating with them in a way that brings those gifts safely to the surface. And everyone has different gifts and uses them in different ways. So it's really a lot of fun to watch people awaken. We have psychic development workshops and also different circles that I do. And no one has ever quote unquote failed. Everyone has been able to use their gifts, and it is such a blessing for me to witness that, to witness people tapping into that intuition, and they get excited and I get excited for them, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
It really is, and I find that everybody, of course, I know that we have talked about this on your show, but also, you know, off air as well, how everybody has these gifts. We just sometimes forget that we do, and to just see the awakening process and to see how everybody taps in a different way, I think is such a gift as well.
And it is such an honor for people, for me, to have people trust me with those gifts, because I believe everyone's gifts are just so sacred. So it is just such an honor. And I'm just so blessed to be able to do this work. I couldn't even imagine sitting in a courtroom again.
Yes. Absolutely, this work is a blessing, for sure. Now, I know that you have some classes coming up, too. First, I'd like to mention about the psychic fair that I did talk about of the show. Yes, I'm excited you're bringing this back. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this?
It is going to be outside behind the Old Mill Building in Terrafill. The Purple Rose is now housed in the Old Mill Building in Terrafill, Connecticut, which is part of Simsbury. And behind our building, we have a beautiful yard and a picnic table and a gazebo, and it's all along the river. And so we're going to have a plethora of readers and healers all lined up along that river offering their services to people. And this will be this coming Saturday, the 12th of September from 10 to 4. Also, there is a rain date, but we know it's just not going to rain. But the rain date is October 3rd, just in case.
Yeah, just to be safe, but we'll set the intention for sunshine.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I also know that the next day you have a Reiki training as well.
Reiki training the very next day, the 13th. I do ongoing Reiki trainings. There's always one every month, and I go in order because, of course, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and Reiki Master. So you can always find Reiki training each month at the Purple Rose. Yes, yes, yes. And an empath class coming up. This coming Wednesday is the first part of that for all of us out there who are ultra-sensitive people.
Yes.
This is a class that Spirit brought through me and also from teachers of my own, and it is just really, it's really helped me as well as all of the people who have taken it, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think any group comes together by accident, whether it's in a class or for a gallery event or if, you know, a few people come together to a reading. I don't think there's any accidents.
No, not at all. It's all synchronistic. That's absolutely true. It's just a matter of learning to trust that. Sometimes we as humans want to be in control.
Yes, definitely. Now, yes, with the empath class that you do, it just sounds so interesting. And I'm just wondering, for somebody maybe that has never been to a class like this or who maybe is a little bit farther distance and can't quite get to your store, what are some of the things that you talk about in that class? What are some of the things that you try to tune the students into?
Well, the first thing that I want to help people understand is that it is real. A lot of times people who are empaths are very sensitive to many things, crowds, malls, different type of people. You can pick up on people's energies and feelings. And a lot of your life you've probably been told, oh, you're just too sensitive, or you just get over that. And for an empath, it's just not possible. You need to learn how to harness this special psychic and healing gift within you, and that is what I do in the Empath 101 and 201 classes, is help you understand this, how to work with this safely, and how to interact in this world, which can be kind of harsh sometimes for those of us who are very sensitive to energies. And so Spirit came through, and also, like I said, different teachers and authors. I did a lot of research on this subject, and I've brought together all the tools and techniques and also the different ways to understand yourself and bring out your own psychic gifts. And this could be for someone who's brand new to all of this or someone who's been doing it for a while. It's really tailored to fit everyone, no matter where you are.
Wow, what a great offering. I'll have to make my way out to Terrafill one of these days and be part of that class.
That would be great.
Definitely. Now, I know also as well that you are a very connected medium, and I'm wondering how that ability just came into your life. Were you always connected with those on the other side, or was it something that developed gradually?
Like I said, I was connected when I was a child, but I had a very difficult childhood, so it got kind of blocked, it got suppressed, and some of it got tinged with some fear. And so I left that behind for, like I said, many years. And then when I sat in meditation, when I knew that I needed to change career paths, my mom popped in right away, very easily in meditation. And so she was literally the first deceased loved one that I channeled once I started to reawaken to my gifts. She came in very clearly. I could see her. I could hear her. She handed me something in the meditation that ended up being significant. And so that's when I realized that I could harness this gift and bring through loved ones. And when I opened the Purple Rose and customers would come in, I started to be able to see their spirit guides and their loved ones. And oftentimes people would sit for tea and we would have a conversation, and I would be looking at that person and their loved one would pop in behind them and say, like, hello, I'm here.
Absolutely.
So the way it happened was all synchronistic for me. You know, I wanted to learn tarot, and someone who taught tarot came into the Purple Rose, and so that was a gift that I developed. And the same thing happened with my intuitive gifts, and the same thing happened with mediumship. Although with mediumship, I did go elsewhere and did that training with James Van Praagh. But it was always very synchronistic. As soon as I was ready to get more in touch with a gift and bring it out and learn how to harness those beautiful intuitive abilities, something came along to help. It was always orchestrated. It was just, I just didn't really know it all the time.
Yes.
As it was unfolding.
Yes, absolutely. Now, for those maybe who have never experienced a reading with you, what is that like? I know you do a combination similar to mine, but a little bit different as well.
Yeah, I think like you, I combine all of the different gifts together, and you never know who's going to show up or what spirit is going to bring through. But I always set an intention to work with love and light, and that is always the case. My readings tend to be very gentle and love-based. That is my intention, and that is the way they come through. I use medicine cards to begin my session. I've been using medicine cards for, I can't even tell you the time anymore, 15, 16, 18 years. They were actually a gift from my mother when she had her store. And so they've had special meaning for me all these years. And so I use those. Those have different animal energies. And that's always the way I start the reading, honoring my mother and honoring those animals that have worked with me for so long. And from there, spirit just takes the reins and we go to wherever it is that we're supposed to bring through information that's appropriate and for the highest good of the client, and it could be from guides or angels or loved ones. Sometimes animal totems and guides come through, sometimes nature spirits. I'm really trusting that spirit will use me in whatever way I'm supposed to be used at that time for that client.
Absolutely, and I find that it's when we just remain open, it's amazing what will come through. You know, when we don't put any qualifiers on it, and when our clients don't, it's amazing what happens.
Yes, when we have an open client and we have an open medium and we have all that wonderful energy on the other side, it is just awesome. I can't put it into words.
When
that's what we live for.
Absolutely. Now, I know you mentioned the connection with the animals as well, and I want to talk about that a little bit because
sure.
I have clients that say to me all the time, you know, my dog or my cat is looking up at something, and they'll be barking or meowing or the tail's wagging, and nothing's there. And I know that we've talked about this before where, you know, animals are just so tuned in.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, they are. They, you know, they haven't lost that connection. We have that pesky thing called free will that sometimes gets in our way, and we choose off of the channel for many reasons, you know, myself included, for all those years. But animals never do that. They're always connected to spirit, just like the young ones, the little kids. And so your animals will be able to detect the energies around them, and they will. They will bark at things that you can't see. My cats always play with energies that I can't necessarily see unless I ask and tune in now.
Right, yes.
Then maybe they'll share.
Right. Yes.
But yes.
And I find for me, my cat, who is not a talker, so to speak, when one of my cats on the other side comes around, she's meowing away.
Yeah, they're natural channelers, too. Raven, I have a black lab who's very famous on my blog. She has her own column every Wednesday. But she, in the early days of the Purple Rose, we used to be more of a retail store, but we recently, a couple years ago, moved to Terrafill and shifted into more of a healing center. And when we were, when we had open hours, I would bring Raven in on Fridays, and she would be such a draw for people. And what started to happen is people used to come in on Fridays who had lost black labs, and Raven would channel through their lab. We had one lady one day who walked in, and Raven started to dig at the carpet and dig at the carpet, and she had never done that before. And it turned out that that lady's black lab was on the other side, and the lab that the lady had tore up all the carpets in the house.
Oh, my gosh. How funny.
So, yeah, animals are natural channelers. They all have different purposes, just like us, but they can channel through that healing energy and also through animals and loving energies from the other side.
Yes, and you make a great point, too, about that healing energy as well. They know when we are in need of healing, or when anyone is. They just tune right into that.
Mm-hmm. They're natural healers. And also, I guess it's Raven's show tonight, because I attuned her to channel Reiki energy. As soon as I got my Reiki Master level training, I attuned Raven. She showed up right away in a meditation I did and wanted to get attuned as well. So she is definitely a natural healer. And a lot of animals will be drawn to your healing work. For those of you who are healers out there, you might be surprised to find different animals come in and lend a hand to you as the human healer. It's so cool.
I know. It really is. And I also attuned Kelly to integrated energy therapy the minute I became a master instructor. I came home, and the first thing I did before I even said hello to anyone was attune Kelly. Loved it. And it's funny. I have a friend who calls them Reiki paws, and I just thought that was a great little term, because it is really true. They just know.
Yes.
Yes. And like you mentioned, also children as well are so tuned into that energy.
Yeah, they're naturally tuned in. It's us who tune them out again, you know, by discounting what they say. I'm sure you have friends that have young children who will describe loved ones who they've never met and describe them accurately, like their grandfather, for instance. And, you know, you'll pull out the picture, and the kid is describing them when they can finally talk, describing them exactly as he was in that photo you have or whatever. And so, yeah, they can interact with the other side. Well, they're fresh from the other side, so they definitely are interacting with energies. And if we don't socialize them out of it as parents and teachers, eventually they turn it off a little bit naturally when they come into the teenage stuff.
Yes. That's a whole other stage. But, you know, I find that, for example, I had a client, it was maybe 2 or 3 months ago, who normally she would have been able to find a babysitter for her daughter, and she couldn't, and brought her daughter with her to the reading, and her daughter wanted to play with one of the decks of angel cards I had out there. And so she's playing with it, and in the middle of the reading, as I'm bringing through this woman's mother, the little girl goes, "Look, Mommy, up there, there's Grandma."
Yes.
And, you know, I just said to my client, "Okay, you just need to pay your daughter for the reading, because you know, she brought through that her mother was standing right there." So they are so tuned in.
And they're pure. They're pure, just like the animals, they're pure.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about tarot because I, of course, love the cards. And
mm-hmm.
I guess you do as well. And so I find that tarot is an incredibly helpful tool to help tune in as well to spirit. What's your experience been with tarot?
Well, when I had the Purple Rose open for a little while, I, of course, had a variety of books and oracle cards and tarot decks on the shelf, and I was alone one afternoon, and I was sitting on the floor. We used to sit on the floor in the old Purple Rose on pillows and drink tea, and I was doing that by myself, just kind of relaxing. And I happened to look over at the bookshelf, and there was this one tarot deck that just, it looked like it was glowing.
Oh, wow.
So I wandered over, and I think it's called the Sacred Circle deck. It's definitely one of the Celtic decks. And I wandered over, and I took the deck down, and I heard the angels whisper in my ear, "This is for you. This is the one for you." And so I opened it and started to play with it and to learn the cards. And I agree with you. It definitely is a valuable tool for people who are comfortable with it and for people who it resonates with. Not everyone, I don't think, resonates with the tarot, but when you do, it just opens you up to your intuition and allows it to just flow. And once you learn the meanings of the cards, you get even more valuable information from both your intuition and the cards themselves.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the big messages I share with clients, too, is that it's not as scary as it's made to seem.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
The people get afraid, at least I've noticed, and I don't know if you've noticed this too, but especially by the Death and the Devil card, they get very afraid of that, and it's understandable, but it's really not something to be afraid of.
No, those cards, I mean, it's really all about symbolism. Even those of us who use intuition, not always using the cards, Spirit speaks in symbolic ways because you're just reading energy. And so the same is true for the cards themselves. It's symbols. Death is a symbol of something ending. The devil is a symbol for your fears. And so it's not anything to really be afraid of. It's just a message. And, you know, I've been thinking about this myself recently. There are some readers out there who do use fear in the reading, and you know that you are in the wrong place with the wrong reader if you ever feel afraid, because the cards themselves should be charged with divine love and light energy, and so should your reader, and that's the messages that come through regardless of the cards that are drawn.
Yes, for sure. You know, it really is all about love and light, this work. And so I tell clients all the time, and you're just echoing this now, if you're afraid and it's not resonating, then take a look at that and see if that reader, that experience really is for you, or if you want to try again with another reader who maybe is a little bit more working in the light.
Yes. Yes, because and the other thing, this isn't me, by the way, Spirit is. Spirit has taken over.
Oh, yes.
But... Oh, and I just lost it. See? They gave me some. Oh, where did it go? Come back. What was I talking about?
It was just about the energy of fear coming into the readings.
Oh, that's it. Thank you. I got it. Let me get it out before I lose it again.
Okay.
Just because the reader says something doesn't make it gospel. You know,
yeah.
Always go into the reading with your own power center, your own intuition and common sense, gauging what they're saying, and make sure it resonates for you. And if it doesn't, then leave it behind.
Exactly.
Yes, that was it.
Yep. And that's so true. You know, I tell my clients a lot, and I've heard other readers and mediums say this as well, that no reading is ever set in stone because we all have free will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Future predictions are very tricky. I know a lot of readers like to work that way. I choose not to because, like you said, the free will, if one person involved makes a different choice, it could change the outcome of what you see at that time as the reader. And so you always have control over your own life, over your own vibration, over what you want to create and manifest. And so even if a reader sees something at that time for you that you're not excited about, shift it.
Yes, absolutely. And just so people know, I did get a message in the chat wondering about when we're going to start the reading. So I just want to let everyone know we're having a little bit of switchboard difficulties. I think it's
retrograde.
I've been having internet and computer issues all day. It was working fine to start the show, and now they're acting up again. So we're just going to set the intention that it will work itself out and figure itself out very shortly.
I'll help you with that one.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's been my wireless internet's been going a little bit funny all day, so I do apologize for that. We'll try to get it back up as soon as possible.
Wow.
Yes, and speaking of Mercury retrograde, I know, too, that a lot of people have been experiencing communication issues as of the past week or so. Have you found that as well?
Well, I think we talked before, Mercury doesn't really affect me that much because my sign is under Mercury, and so I'm always screwed up.
Yes. I know, yes, I understand that.
Energies are already... Oh, can I just share this? Because this is so funny. I've been talking about my mom. Do you see who is the first person in chat? Do you see the name?
Oh, yes.
Aunt Judy?
Yes.
That's my mom's name.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. What a great sign. I love it.
Yes, signs. They give us signs all the time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, but we're not supposed to do anything like contractual or like you don't want to buy a new computer during Mercury retrograde, right? All that kind of stuff?
Right, exactly. Communications, no like signing of contracts or leases or anything like that. Oh, and excellent. The switchboard is back up. Yay! So... would you mind taking a few calls and doing some readings?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Actually, a very full switchboard. So I would like to first go to area code 856. Welcome to Spirit Whispers.
Thank you.
That's the spirit.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm really enjoying your show.
Oh, I'm
thank
so
you.
Glad.
I was just calling to get a general reading and to see maybe if there's a message from somebody on the other side.
Okay, Laura, would you like to go ahead and start with that?
Did she share her first name? If not, can I have your first name?
Yeah, my name is Anne Louise. Anne Louise. And I'm located in New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you. Right now, what I'm getting from Spirit is that this is a time for you to be going within. There's a lot of messages that Spirit is getting to you, wanting to get to you, and they need you to spend a little bit of quiet time so that they can kind of get through. Also, what I'm getting is that play is really important to help you lighten up your energy right now. Things may have been a little bit difficult lately, or things may be serious. There's some stuff going on. It's really important, Spirit is saying, to lighten up that energy as much as you can. They're saying there's some angels coming in now with this message. They're saying that they understand that things might be difficult, and they're validating that for you. But as much as you can, give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. Take time out and give yourself a break. Does that make sense for you?
It does. It really does. It's amazing.
And I just want to chime in on that as well, because Laura talked about going within, and I'm also getting for you a big energy around writing. So I don't know if you have a journal that you write in regularly or if you are someone who likes to write a lot, but I feel like going within and writing to just, as I say, add on to what Laura said, will be very helpful for you. And you might even find yourself doing some automatic writing in this, is what they're showing me. I feel like once you start writing and just talking about what's going on, things that are on your mind, you will start getting some messages from Spirit in that writing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing answers to your prayers is what I'm hearing.
Answers to my prayers?
That's what I'm hearing. You'll find that Spirit will be bringing through answers to your prayers. They want you to know that they've heard your prayers.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
That's excellent. Well, we thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much, and I'll keep listening. This, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And just for anyone who would like to call in for a reading or to ask a question, the number to call in is area code 347-539-5591. Again, that's area code 347-539-5591. And just to let those in the chat room know, there are a few of you who are, have been trying to send me instant messages, and it's just very hard for me to respond to that, the chat room, and run the switchboard and try to do readings. So if you do want to contact us, just please call into the show for a reading. It would just be easier for us to read you that way. So thank you. Now, Laura, something interesting came up in that last reading about writing. And about automatic writing. And do you find that you get a lot of help through writing too and through messages that way?
It's actually funny because when I started to do readings for myself on a more serious note, it was through automatic writing that started to come through. I know a lot of readers say that it's hard to read for yourself, and on some level that is, but if I sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and get myself out of the way, so to speak, it just starts to flow. So I use writing and automatic writing more in readings for myself. Readings for other people, they just come through much easier because I can be uninvolved emotionally.
Yes.
When it's not me.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I find, too, that sometimes, in fact, I was just discussing with a friend about this last night, how, you know, a card will come up or something will come up, and I'll be like, no, I don't like that. Let's throw that back in and try again.
Do over.
Yes, exactly. And then usually when that happens, the same card comes out again.
Yeah, absolutely. There are no do-overs from Spirit.
No, there definitely aren't. They know. We're totally transparent to them. All right, so let's go to another caller then, because we have a very full switchboard still. Yay. Let's go to area code 609. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit.
Welcome. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Great, and you?
Doing fine.
Great, and what's your name?
Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
I did have one a question, but I kind of want to change it since you were talking about animals. Can you see, hear animal spirits? Or I had a cat that died a long time ago, and I really loved that cat very much. And I wanted to know if that cat had, you know, something, you know, she might have wanted to tell me or anything.
Can I ask you a crazy question?
Yes.
Did you ever have chickens or a rooster?
Not that I know of.
Because there are chickens and a rooster around you. So if you haven't had them personally in this lifetime, my sense is that they are animal spirit guides for you right now. And they're not animals that I work with on a regular basis, but my sense is that they come in through feminine energy. They bring in positive feminine energy and also fertility. Does that make sense for you? Is that something that's going on for you right now?
Well, I know I can't have any more kids, so I don't know about fertility. Maybe for my daughter or somebody, I don't know.
Well, what I'm getting is that this is something, let me see if I can put this into words that makes sense. So when you, I don't mean to get so personal, but they're really strongly sticking to this point. Did you have a medical procedure?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. This is what they want me to convey to you, is just because this medical procedure took place on your body does not mean that you are not fertile. You are still a beautiful, whole, full, sensuous, ripe woman. They want you to see yourself that way. Sometimes when women have hysterectomies and different procedures, it feels like that essence of us has been somehow energetically taken away. And Spirit is saying that it's really important for you to energetically feel that is still within you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand perfectly well. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, you have a lot of...
If I may, I just want to add something very quick on to that here, because what I am seeing behind you is actually the energy of Merlin standing behind you, Merlin the great magician, the great manifester. And I want to say that just pay attention to your thoughts and pay attention to the words that come out of your mouth, because sometimes we just sort of talk, we say things, we don't really realize that our words and our thoughts are powerful. And so I want to say to you, just pay a lot of attention to what it is you're thinking and what it is you're saying. And if you say something and it doesn't resonate, just think, delete that, cancel that. It's gone, it's done. That's not something I want to bring into my vibration. Because you're a powerful manifester. You make things happen, from what I'm hearing. And so just... when you want to create something in your life, focus your attention on it, see it happening. And if the words or the thoughts that are coming from you aren't resonating that, change them. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Excellent.
I've been listening to your show, so a lot of things also is making sense to what you're telling me also. Yeah, I understand perfectly well.
Did your cat wear a bell?
I think she did wear a bell.
Yes, I'm hearing a cat with a bell. So the cat is safe, and the cat is still around you. And every now and then, he or she is telling me is that you may hear the tinkling of that bell.
I do.
And you know that's her.
Okay, yes. It's her. Okay.
Yes, that's her or him. They don't give me sexes, but it's that cat. Yeah, she's still around you.
Absolutely. Okay.
And I do feel like she's going to be coming back to you, Tabitha. She just gave me the feeling of I'm coming back because you're such a good pet mom.
Oh, I hope so. I love that. Oh, that was the beautifulest cat in the world. I had her when I was a little girl. Oh, my goodness, I loved her. I miss her still. I think about her very heavily.
Well, just look into the eyes. You'll know it's her, and she'll be back with you.
Okay. Okay, thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for calling. So I just want to take a moment, Laura, and mention your website, because I know you have a fantastic website talking about your healing center and all the events you have coming up. And would you like to just share that with our listeners?
Sure. You can find me at thepurplerose.net. That's all one word, thepurplerose.net.
Excellent. And I know, too, that you have a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And
Yay! Yes, the radio show is called Discovering Nature Spirit. We're on Blog Talk Radio as well, and we used to be on Sunday evenings right before you, but we've moved to Monday evenings now, and so tomorrow evening will be our first Monday evening, and the show is from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we offer a lot of guests. We talk about different healing and spiritual topics and readings for callers when it fits with our theme of the night.
Yes, and it is a great show, if I do say so myself.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. And I know you also have a fantastic blog, which is a lot of fun to read and very interesting. And that's on, is it Blogspot, I believe?
Yes, and as I mentioned before, I channel through messages from the animals every Wednesday. Raven is the star of that particular show, and the blog is laura-purplerosemusings@blogspot.com, and that link will be at the website, thepurplerose.net, as well.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, it really is a very interesting blog that you have, and I love the messages from Raven. I look forward to them.
Probably not as much as she looks forward to giving them.
Well, she has a lot to say.
She does. I'm surprised. I'm waiting for like that Wednesday where I tune in and she's got nothing. But every Wednesday, she definitely has something to share. So it's really awesome.
Absolutely, for sure. So why don't we move along to another caller here?
Sure.
We have area code 818. Welcome to Touch Spirit.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name?
Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. I'm excited, Laura. You seem to just have an insight, I won't say anything, and see what happens? Is that your favorite kind of read?
I hate to do this on the radio, but I lit a candle, and it's a little bit out of control, so I have to go attend to it.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
I'll be right back.
Okay, for sure. So, Diane, while Laura is tending to her candle there, and you just wanted to get a general read?
That would be appealing. Thank you. I'd love that.
All right, let's just see. I'm just going to pick a couple of cards here. I'm feeling guided to use the Ascended Masters deck with you. Do you know about the Ascended Masters?
You weren't talking about it today, were you?
No.
You were talking about the Tarot, I was understanding. Yes. No, I'm a little bit. Yes, I do.
Okay. The Ascended Masters are energies like Buddha and like Jesus who have lived through a human lifetime, but they worked through all their karma and all that stuff. Aren't they lucky? And they just ascended when they made their transition. And so I'm feeling guided to use that deck for you.
Thank you.
Just to let you know I'm back. Nothing caught on fire.
Oh, that's
you go
good.
Right ahead, Jess.
Okay, I'm very glad here. All right. Diane, the card that comes out for you from this deck says, come out of the closet. I feel like you have a lot of spiritual gifts that you're really ready to share, but you aren't feeling ready. It's like you're holding back is what Spirit is telling me, because you're feeling safe. It's safer right now, it feels, to hold back than to come out and share your gifts and share your light with others. And they're really pushing you. It's like they're showing me this image. I just closed my eyes for a moment. They're showing me this image of them, like, standing behind you, pushing you out of the closet, and you're kind of dragging your heels going, no, no, I'm not ready. It's nice and safe in there. Does this make sense to you?
It does. It really does.
Okay, absolutely. I feel like you have a lot of light to share, a lot of experience to share, and I feel like people need to hear what you have to share right now. So move forward with courage is what they're telling me. Move forward with courage, and they'll take care of you. They've got your back. And I'm actually feeling the energy of Archangel Michael, because I'm seeing these huge wings behind you. So they've got your back. You just take the next step forward, and they'll guide you the entire way.
I have to absolutely agree with what Jess is saying. I'm getting the exact same thing. You have very strong intuitive and healing gifts, and they really are pushing you to come forward now. They're also saying that there may be some hesitancy because we were talking about my empath class earlier and how you can be sensitive to the energies around you. And so what they are helping you do, Archangel Michael especially, is come forward safely so that you only blend with energies that you choose to blend with, and you only work with energies that are of love and light. They want you to come forward now, but they want you to come forward smart and to really learn how to do that with your particular energy makeup in a safe way for you. They're also saying that you have very high standards. You have a lot of integrity. And so they are pulling you forward now, because they really need people like you with this amazing gifts and this amazing integrity to bring forward their messages.
Oh, boy. This is fabulous. And I really, you know, anyone I talk to, I really share something of positive and of light. So I am, but, you know, I still have a career and I still make money doing, you know, my livelihood. But yet I so relate to what you're saying. Thank you, Laura. That was fabulous.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for calling, Diane. I hope that was helpful for you.
It was a blast. You guys are fun. It made me happy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we have about 10 minutes remaining, and I think we have about time for maybe one more caller. So is that okay with you, Laura?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have had a very patient person on the line, so I'm going to go to them. They've been waiting for quite a long time, and this is area code 213. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit.
Hi, hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
And what's your name?
My name is Jarvis.
Hi, Jarvis. Welcome.
Hello.
Do you have a question for Laura and myself?
Well, actually, can I just give it a brief general reading, or?
Sure, that's just fine, too.
All right.
Laura, did you want to go first?
I'm just pulling a couple of cards here while we tune in to this gentleman's energy. There's a lot of strength within you, I'm hearing, from your angels. There's also a male energy coming through that I'm feeling that feels very fatherly. Do you have a father on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. He's saying that you have a lot of inner strength and courage and pride, and that he is very proud of you as well. And he wants you to step more fully forward in all of that. I'm feeling like there's something holding you back. There's a hesitancy or something holding you back from moving forward or from what you really want. And what the angels are saying now, they're coming in behind your dad, and they're saying that now is the time. Now is the time to move forward. Now is the time to move towards your dreams. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
And I want to piggyback onto that, Laura, if I may. I'm getting two things. First of all, I'm getting something around forgiveness that needs to happen here for you. I'm hearing about a big issue around forgiveness. I feel like there were words that were exchanged. I want to say this is between you and Dad before he passed. There were words that exchanged that I feel like you're going back and looking at it and saying, you know, I wish I had done that differently, or I wish I had said something differently. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, totally. It makes total sense. Actually, my dad was murdered, and
oh my.
Yeah, and last time I talked to him, you know, he was a drunk. So like, when I talked to him, I was being really mean to him, and I just hung up on him. And that was the last time I talked to him. And it would have been different if I would have known that was the last, but. And I always had that grudge on me. I mean, feeling bad. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, he wants you to let that go. He wants you to let that go. He does not hold that against you anymore. All is forgiven on both sides if you're willing to join into that energy. That's the energy he's offering you.
I see. I mean, I don't have any problem with them. I just wanted him to stop drinking and. Yeah, that was it. So I don't have no grudge against him or anything else.
No, he's actually saying that that you were justified. You were justified. So don't hold on to that anymore. Let that go. I'm sorry, Jess, were you saying something?
I was just going to add, too, he's talking about how proud he is of you as well. He's coming, he's got this beaming grin on his face, and he's saying how proud he is of you and how you have done so well for yourself. And so he just wanted me to pass along that message as well, because I feel like he couldn't have said it in the state that he was in. I feel like he couldn't have said it when he was here, so he's saying it now.
Great. All right, right now I'm going to Spiritualist Center Church, and I'm taking some classes. You think I can become a medium or connect to him myself?
Oh, that's what they're talking about when they're saying to move forward with confidence. Yes, absolutely. You keep moving forward with that, and you have a lot to offer, a lot of strength, a lot of wisdom, and a lot of gifts. So you just keep moving forward. Yes, absolutely. He said that at the beginning. Yep.
Great.
Yeah, he just said you're going to help a lot of people.
Great. Perfect.
Well, we thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So if you can believe it, Laura, we're almost at the end of the show.
It goes by so fast.
It does. I'm blown away. This has been such a fun hour with you.
I've had a lot of fun, too. Thank you so much for having me on. We'll have to get you on my show soon, too.
Yes, definitely. I love playing with you with the energy of spirit.
Yeah, me
so
too.
Fun. So, again, for anyone who may have missed at the beginning, if you want to visit Laura on the web. The website is www.thepurplerose.net. And next week, she'll be hosting a psychic fair outside, and I'm forgetting the name of the building. Is it the Old Mill building you said?
Yep, the Old Mill in Terrafill, yep.
Okay, so it is the Old Mill in Terrafill, and I hope that many of you will come and join us there next week. It will be a lot of fun to have the return of the Purple Rose Psychic Fair.
Yay!
So thank you again so much, Laura, for being my guest this week. I've had a lot of fun.
You're welcome. So did I.
Excellent. And I thank all of you who were in the chat room this night, tonight, and for everybody who called in to our switchboard. And whether you received a reading or weren't able to tonight, I thank you for calling in and being part of the show. And look forward to joining you all again on September 20th, when the guest will be Catherine Samuelson, who is a life coach and an intuitive who uses the energy of automatic writing to deliver messages. Again, this is In Touch with Spirit Radio Show, and until September 20th, have a wonderful 2 weeks.